In the depths of Sacramento, where nobody sane ever goes, the Average Network finds the office of Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is Chapter 8 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento!
Ja, Franz, was haben Sie gesagt?
Herr Gubernator, your people have come, diesen Propagandischmeistern, diesen Gumshoe und Cruz.
Ja, Franz, send them in.
Jawohl, Herr Gubernator.
Hey, Arnold.
Hello, fellows. I was just working on volume one of my autobiography, Arnold, the Early Years.
Only one Z in Schwarzenegger, Arnold.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Arnold, who are these guys?
Oh, sorry, Kuz. Where are my manners?
I think they're in this drawer, Arnold.
Ah, thanks, Jake. Cruz, this is my private detective, Jake Giddy.
Hi, Cruz.
We already know each other, Jake. Did you ever find my hair?
We've got some good leads.
Arnold, I meant these guys.
This is my new budget management team.
Milton Cassowary, Cassowary, Hammerlock, Bo Peep,
Bill, Cassowary, Hammerlock, Bo Peep, and
They're
Bill.
They're making my budget look nice.
Great ideas, top stuff.
We've got all the bases filled with marbles, baby.
That's good, is it?
I guess so. Tell them about the AIDS list, fellows.
Too much, Milt.
Hey, you know Arnold's got to slash the AIDS drug budget. Sounds cruel,
right,
Bill?
Right you are, Milt. The state can only afford 26,821 AIDS patients. You get sick, you got to stand in line till somebody dies. Bummer, right?
Why Milt? Should it be bad? Sick ain't any fun, so we put the fun back in sick, Milt, Bill.
This is beautiful. The AIDS Lottery, prime time, 4 nights a week on Fox. Half hour, just like the Big Spin, only it's a game like Wheel of Fortune. Anna Nicole and Ozzy host. Maybe Brittany and Jason. Maybe Jason and
Everybody's
Freddy.
Sick, even the audience. Light them nice. So they don't look so bad.
Nobody should look sick. Bad ratings, too sick. Winner gets drugs. Loser gets a last week in Cancun.
That way we create some excitement for the losers. Hell, I'd die for a week in Cancun.
Doesn't that sound neat, Cruz?
No, it sounds nasty.
Go stand in a corner.
Oh, all right. Boy, Gray never treated me like this.
Arnold, I'm over here. I'm here about your dames, Arnold.
Dames? I love it, Bill.
Right you are, Milt. Win a date with Arnold. Maybe the West Side. Spago's.
Two last year.
How about the Four Seasons? Loser gets cruise and dinner at the Fatburger in Bakersfield.
Hey.
No, this isn't the game, fellows.
When he was a movie star, our boy Arnold here used to get a little frisky with the old fingers. He was a big league groper.
What do you think, Bill?
You know it, Milt.
Fox.
Governor Groper, starring Charlie Sheen.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, too much. It'll be bigger than Seinfeld.
With the Jesse Ventura's cruise, right?
Hey.
I like you, Giddy. Ever done any PR?
Nope. P.I.
Milt, think of it. P.R.P.I.
Nah.
What about the dames, Jake?
Well, only 19 of them are actually gonna sue you, including Betty Ford and Barbara Bush. Cheryl accept the public apology.
I told her I thought she was a reading lamp.
Understandable. If you buy her some fresh power pearls, Barbara Bush might beg off. Her old ones aren't recharging like they used to.
Bill? Barbara Bush, warrior queen, and her power pearls!
No,
I don't think so.
Well, maybe the WB.
I don't care about Barbara Bush. I need to know how to spin my proposals so they sound nice like my state of the state.
Instead of harsh and cruel like they really are.
Cruz, shut up or I have Wilhelm spank you.
Gee whiz, Arnold.
Milt and Bill.
We're working on it, Arnold.
For a start, all your proposals come in a package decorated with pictures of Big Sur.
If we're lucky legislators, there'll be free passes to Sacramento Kings games.
Sounds pretty good. What would you two do about the Lakers?
Defense.
Keep these guys around, Arnold. They could be useful.
Boy, government is hard work. I wish I was doing a movie.
That's not what you said the other night.
Cruz, knock it off.
Gee whiz, Arnold. Well, you didn't. The Average Network has brought you Chapter 8 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. No celebrities were seriously damaged during these impersonations, according to Dr. Trivia Sue Plump of the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Celebrity Impersonators, Local 881. This is Pablo T-Flies reminding you to have your celebrities lubed and oiled every 4 months or 11,000 miles, whichever comes first. Stay tuned!